Nicely with Martin Besser.
Beautiful Wednesday morning. En natuurlijk as jy so in die Bosveld is, is dit besonders mooi. Hoekom is ons in die Bosveld? Het jy mis ooit 'n rede nodig om in die Bosveld te wees? Mis Suid-Afrikaans.
Never.
Bring hom, ons vat hom soos hy kom.
Any day.
Verstaan jy. We're in the Bosveld this morning specifically because we here at a beautiful Rhino Orphanage. Arie het dit mooi gestel, Arie van Deventer natuurlijk. Hy is die baas van die plaas hier, so hy sê, dis a rhino, a rhinoster weeshuis. Why are they orphaned? Because of poaching. Horrible situation, but him and his team, they do amazing things, taking care of these rhino babies, and at the same time also making sure that the kids and your kids one day can see the rhino and that they're still part of South African landscape. And the big five, so important to us, eh? The Heritage Day coming up as well. But it's a costly exercise, all this kindness that you show. Ons het net begin praat, Arie, hoeveel het kost. So the security, obviously, because what you're dealing with here is you need an army.
Yeah.
That is costly. The food, the medical bills, electricity.
Everything.
Because when it comes to big security, then you need, you know, lots of electricity and stuff like
yes.
that.
And the biggest problem with the electricity goes off every now and again. We had that crisis yesterday.
Ja, ek hoor so. Maar daar nie stad ook. So it's fine.
Standard.
Die ding wat ons in gemeen het. So it's a huge costly exercise for you. And of course, your team. I mean, we met people as far as Australia. Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. Amazing spun. If you're just tuning in, you missed the whole conversation about the surrogate mothers, human beings that bond with these babies and take care of them for because they need to be fed. How long do they stay on the bottle?
Up to between 16 and 18 months. We keep it as close to nature as possible. That's when the mother weans the baby.
Kan jy dit vertel? Dis 'n lang tyd.
Yeah, baie lang.
And it's a huge shock to the system for these rhino babies.
Verskriklik.
Not to get into too much gruesome detail, but the way that people poach is a horror.
It's horrific. I mean, it's the savages. It's incredible. They use immobilizing drugs, the same drugs that vets use. They immobilize the animal, hack half the face off, and then that poor animal wakes up and walks around for 4 or 5 days before it dies in total agony. It's horrific.
And we're hearing from the kids this morning, that special caller, these kids that are coming through.
Unbelievable. And when we found out about this broadcast, I spoke to my little ones about rhino and what they know about them, just out of curiosity as well. It struck me that regardless of how much they know, the responsibility and the onus is on us to make sure that they're still going to be here, these wonderful, magnificent creatures. For the youngsters, we're a generation away otherwise, Martin.
Looking at us, humans, South Africans, talking about Heritage Day. Liesel, when you go and represent South Africa as a model or a Miss South Africa and stuff, it must come up in conversation, right?
No, it's a very, very huge conversation around, you know, anything surrounding our country, our flag, you know, our big five and all the things that South Africa stands for and South Africa is known for. You know, we're firstly known as the country of Ubuntu and love. And I think if we can continue showing that Ubuntu and love even through to our animals, we would do so, so much more to be preparing Correct. Our South Africa for our later generation.
Have you fallen on tough times during the pandemic as well?
Yes and no. It was actually, we lost all our volunteers. We got a message from government saying they all had to be out of the country within 48 hours.
Sure.
So we had to bring in South African volunteers when the lockdown started. Some of them are still here. We're looking at one of them standing there. She's still here. But the kindness never left the people. So they still donated and still helped us. And I want to add on to what you said. When I listen to these kids, you know, then I feel this country's in good hands. Our future and the future of the rhino will be fine. They are great.
Speaking of which, let's hear from Nala.
Hi, my name is Nala. I am 8 years old. Rhinos are a very special species in this country. There are less rhinos now than they were 10 years ago. Rhinos shouldn't be killed. Imagine if they killed you for your arm. It wouldn't be nice, would it? Rhinos don't do anything to you unless you do anything to them. So let us save our rhinos in this country and live happily.
Good. And Sebastian.
My name is Sebastian. I'm 6 years old. I like rhinos because they have two horns. They're big. We must protect them because people hunt them for their horns. Thank you, Martin, for looking after them.
Well, Ari.
It's incredible. These kids are incredible. Thank you so much, kids. This country's in good hands, really.
Sebastian, Nala, Griff, Amy. Oh, I tear up.
No, you're not alone.
The older I get, the more I cry.
Yeah. And it's a lot.
Don't start, guys, seriously. So it brings us to Good Morning Angels. And I'm going to get the ball rolling this morning, Ari, with 30,000 rand.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to get the ball rolling.
Thank you so much.
But this ball's riding fast, because on the line is David Mazurek. Mazurek, I hope I got your surname right there. David, he's the CEO of New South Energy, and I think that's something very close to you as well.
Yes,
to
obviously.
Get yourselves off the grid, right?
Yeah,
to cut
green.
Those costs. Mm. David, good morning.
Good morning, Martin, and good morning, Diane. And thanks so much for having me on the show. And good morning, Ari.
Good morning.
Speaking to Ari, Kola is here with me as well at the outside broadcast. David, thanks for being on the line. You've heard the story. It is Heritage Day. It is World Rhino Day today. So broadcasting here in the bush at this amazing rhino orphanage is very, very special. It's something very special to us. It is something very special to our listeners and to future South Africans, right?
Absolutely.
And David, you want to make a contribution this morning to keep this orphanage going, to keep the good work going, not only for these babies that are here, these little orphan rhinos, but for future generations of South Africans. What great news do you have for Ari and his amazing team this morning?
Well, yeah, I mean, firstly, I'd like to just commend you, Ari, for the amazing work that you're doing to, you know, look after these rhinos and provide a future for their, you know, longevity, as well as that for our kids and, you know, the country as a whole. I mean, I think it's amazing work and really highly commendable. We at New Southern Energy, what we'd like to offer is to try and minimize the stress that you have with your energy supply and reduce the huge monthly bills you have and the disruptions that you have in, you know, with power outages. Now, we can certainly sympathize, you know, with the huge strain it places on your business. And, you know, it's not something that you should be focusing on. You know, you should be focusing on the orphan rhinos and looking after them. So as you've heard, you know, we build solar power plants, and we'd like to help you move towards energy independence. We and our team of engineers would like to design and build a state-of-the-art system for you, so that you can make use of the sun's energy to harness that power. And ultimately, what we'd like to do is go start the process of designing the system and putting it together. And what we're prepared to do is contribute 500,000 rand towards that solar plant. What we're hoping from this is that other companies will also come on board and you know, contribute towards this system, so that we can really build a state-of-the-art system that takes you completely off-grid, and you know that the power plant that you have ultimately will be there for many years to come to assist you with, you know, the running of your business and to assist with the conservation of the rhinos and you know, the future of your operation. So we really hope that this helps, and we really are excited to be part of this initiative and World Rhino Day 2022. And ultimately, our goal is, you know, from today, that hopefully what we can achieve is by next Rhino Day, we can have the system up and operating.
That's amazing. 500,000 rand. Ari?
Sure.
You know, I'm a man of plenty words, but I don't know what to say, Dave. Now I know there are still angels on this earth. Thank you so much.
David, lots of gratitude here from the bushveld this morning. Yeah, listen, I know that you are a very big, and now I know that you're a very generous company, David Mazarek from New South Energy. 500,000 rand is a good start. We're talking here about massive expenses. I know that you were sitting there throwing some figures around, wondering about your moment on air with us this morning. Is there any way that I can push you?
Myself, Martin, are you talking to me? Sorry.
I'm talking to you, David. Is there any way that I can push New South Energy this morning? You're saying 500,000. What are we thinking here? This is such an amazing opportunity and such an amazing initiative. And I know that you are an incredible company, and you're also very, very humble.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You know, we certainly, you know, want to contribute as much as we can. You know, so I guess we'd be happy to contribute another 100,000. So let's say 600,000, if that works.
Yes. Yes, that works.
That wonderful.
Works. Oh, no, David, bless you.
We hope that, and we hope the rest that of... gets the ball rolling, and that others will start jumping on board as well.
That's a big, heavy ball. We're going to need a lot of South Africans and some really big companies to help roll that ball. David, lots of love and blessings to you and your staff and everybody at New South Energy. We appreciate you so much from all of us here in the Bushveld this morning at this beautiful, amazing Rhino Orphanage. So much love around. Lots of love there at home as well. David, thanks for your chat.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks, everyone there.
Cheers, eh? Bye-bye. Our number, if you want to make contact this morning, 084-850-0942, 084-850-0942. So daar 600,000 rand ten opsigte van that one particular solution. And you know what, from our side, just to carry some costs here, just to get, and that's a much smaller ball, obviously, but a ball nevertheless. So let's get that ball rolling as well. 30,000 rand from the Good Morning Angels Fund from you listening this morning. It is Rhino Day. It's World Rhino Day. We are South Africans. This is South Africa. The numbers are declining at a disgusting rate, but we can keep it going. We've done this before. And we can do it again. Not just for us, for our kids and their kids. Hey, wake up, wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.